After flirting with a run for more than a month, Pittsfield lawyer Ronaldo Delgado is officially launching a campaign for state senate. He is running to represent the 52 communities in the Berkshire, Hampshire, Franklin, and Hamden district. Delgado has been vocal on a number of environmental issues in the area, including leading the charge for a styrofoam ban in Pittsfield. The Democrat tells WAMC that the income inequality issues being raised by presidential candidate Bernie Sanders are shaping his platform.
First, I believe that we need a $15 minimum wage. I think it's completely workable. If you look at the Truman administration, he doubled the minimum wage in 1949. And in the 50s, as it's well known, we had a fantastic economy. Australia has a $16 minimum wage, and they haven't had a recession in 20 years, and it's well known there's been a world recession, a lot of economic decline, not in Australia. There's a reason for that, because people have money in their pockets and they could spend it. Historically, it's worked. The other thing is that many of the ideas that I have require money, require some going in and regulating the economy so we don't experience the total extremes of capitalism. In one of the things that we could do, many people don't know, in Massachusetts, we don't have a graduated income tax. Now, one of the radical and crazy left-wing ideas that I have is let's be the 34th state in the nation that has a graduated income tax. And let's have that millionaire's tax where at least on every $1 million of income, we tax it by 4%. With these things, we could pay for tuition-free colleges, debt-free colleges, like they have all over Europe, like we once had in the United States. It was once very common. This is eminently doable. We can do this. I'm sick of the naysayers. I'm sick of the people that are not optimistic enough. We can have, on top of that, universal pre-K, and on top of that, a well-funded health system. More importantly, you know, economic development is a very big thing. And, you know, I really, really get bothered. You know, for years I've dreamed about big infrastructure improvements that never seem to happen. We're always talking about high-speed rail from here to New York, high-speed rail from here to Boston. It never happens. It's been for decades. It never happens. If we're going to have this, if we're going to have wind and solar and green energy and these types of infrastructure improvements, we need money to do that.
I wanted to get your take on what you think is the best way to address what seems to be a rise in violent crime, specifically in Pittsfield.
I don't want to address the problem with more prisons. I don't want to throw more prisons and judges and cops at the problem. I think that's part of the Bernie Sanders progressive revolution, is to stop mass incarceration. And, you know, they say it so many times that it sounds cliche, but it's cliche because it's true. We need to work on economic opportunities. And, you know, I was just talking to a young African-American gentleman, very big in the Bernie Sanders campaign. And, you know, what often happens is many of these youth, they get a record, maybe it's for drug dealing or something, and they have their own opioid addictions, and they can never seem to get beyond that. There needs to be real, even additional Corey reform. Young people need real economic opportunities. And I would easily submit, I know I'm right. It's no question about it. The reason why there is so much more crime in Pittsfield and North Adams and in the Berkshires today compared to when I grew up in this, you know, in the very late 60s and in the 70s and in the very early 80s is because it was so much more of a prosperous economy. When people don't have economic opportunities, crime quickly follows. And that is a different attitude about government, Jim. It's about a politics of hope. You know, that ain't just a campaign slogan. It's about the politics of investing in education, investing in a $15 minimum wage, investing in infrastructure, investing in good things that we want. And not relying on the stick, not relying on the prison, not relying on, you know, a domestic violence call with like 20 people showing up, you know, in SWAT paraphernalia. And it's this entire view of government, of trying to build up the individual, that makes all the difference. And I think that's like, you know, a major part of my campaign. But yeah, we've got a big crime problem, and maybe this is controversial. All right. I don't want more prisons to fix it. I don't want more cops or judges to fix it. I want to start investing in therapy. I want to start investing in drug treatment. I want to start investing in our economy. And when this, if this economy starts to rock and roll and get better, that's going to fix the crime problem.
What is your economic plan? How do you make that economic strength?
We need to have a smarter and more realistic approach to, you know, bringing high-paying, low-polluting employers to the Berkshires. And those basic tools are providing education, providing trading, providing tax incentives, and not doing away with regulation, but at least streamlining it so like they know they can open up a business in 3 or 4 years. We need, very, very importantly, to engage in business retention. We just lost somebody at PETA, a biotech firm. We lost, of course, famously Sabic. So we need to interact with those people to make sure that we're getting what they want. Business retention is a very big, very, very big part of the picture. And the other thing is, you got to stop listening to Republicans. Government creates wealth. You know, they'll say, no, it doesn't create wealth, and they hop on a road, which is wealth, as they go home. We need to make investments in high-speed rail and green energy, and if we can do that, and we could actually manufacture it here, that would improve the economy a lot.